May we be like Saint Michael, protectors from evil and agents of peace. Amen. Did you know all churches have their own feast day, and it's tied to the tradition of the early church and how they selected sites for churches? Many of the early churches were built on sites considered holy, sometimes over the tombs of martyrs, and sometimes the church would be dedicated to a holy event. A parish feast day is meant to be a day of celebration for all that has been done, is done, and will be done within our church. A day of remembrance of those who came before us and those who will come after us. A day to remember what kind of community we are. We're a parish that has a big heart for one another and for helping others, much like our patron saint, Saint Michael. Saint Michael is one of the archangels, a chief angel, and one of four angels mentioned by name in the Bible, and all angels are messengers from God. And Saint Michael is presented to us as the powerful agent of God who wards off evil for God's people and delivers peace to them at the end of this life's mortal struggle. In my exploring about the feast day of Saint Michael, I came across references to Michiel Mass, which was a celebratory custom that was very popular in England and Scotland. And part of the Michiel Mass was making what's called Strawn Michiel, a bread made from the various grains grown for a season and collected from the last grains of the harvest. And the bread was typically made by the eldest daughter of the family. The eldest daughters would make large loaves for the community, smaller loaves for each family member, smaller loaves in remembrance of friends no longer with them or who had died, and some were made to be given to the poor. The loaves would then all be blessed the day before the feast, where a prayer to Saint Michael was said, who for them was also considered the guardian of the harvest, and in praise of God for all his blessings to the community. Each loaf was a visible act of love and gratitude for all that God gives us. I asked Margaret Wilson if she would make us a loaf of Strawn Michiel, and she said yes. So after the service, during coffee hour, we can all share a nibble of the bread made with love and gratitude. Part of our service today is honoring all of the many ways in which we show our love and gratitude to God for all of our blessings by being blessings to others and each other through all of the good ministry work we do. It's easy to forget how much good we do in the community and for one another, and it is important that we not forget and always quest for what it is God calls us to do in the world. James, in his letter, is reminding the community of all they do and need to do so that they can sustain their hearts for the long journey of living in community. Community living isn't always easy. At some point in time, every one of us is a character or a handful or a little lost or a little uncertain. But we know we'll stick together in spite of all of our flaws, and that we are deeply loved. James also offers a lot of wisdom about prayer. He's reminding the community to always pray, because it is through prayer that we stay in relationship with God, we stay connected to God, and we stay connected to the mission God invites us into as a parish out in the world. And it is through prayer that we are able to weather the hardships of life. What we pray for shapes us. It shapes our thoughts, our hearts, our bodies. James also reminds us that we can't only pray by ourselves. We have to also pray together. When we pray together for the sick and sins of the world and our own sins, we break the barriers of silence and isolation that illness and sin often impose upon us. By praying together, we can offer each other forgiveness. We can aid and support one another in healing. Our very lives are living prayers. If we are to be the salt of the earth, to be at peace with one another, to not cause others to stumble, then we must pray ceaselessly. If we do not want to become millstones within a community, we must pray to God to help us be our best selves. To grow as a community, we must confront ourselves and find our truths, and have the courage to share our stories and our truths with one another and others about how our faith makes our lives better, how being a part of a community enhances all of our lives, provides us with a sense of identity and belonging, provides us with support, provides us with joy, gives us a sense of purpose, and shapes us as people. Prayer grounds us in Christ and helps us see Christ in ourselves and others. Prayer gives us the grace to heal and to forgive. Prayer creates within us graciousness and generosity. Pray ceaselessly as though your very lives depend upon it. A prayer for this feast day. Everlasting God, you have ordained and constituted in wonderful order the ministries of angels and mortals. Mercifully grant that as your holy angels always serve and worship you in heaven, so by your appointment they may help and defend us here on earth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.